Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be looking at the letter K. K says K. K says K. And I'm super excited to do this activity with you. I just need you to remember that it's called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to please put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It's all good. You can finish coloring or writing at the end, okay? Let's get started. We need to write our name at the top of our papers. You write your name, I'll write my name, and write neatly so we can read it and know who you are, because who are you? I am Mrs. Oldham. That's right. When you have finished writing your name, you may put your pencil down. We're going to color before we do any writing. So at the top of your page, you should see a picture. That's Kira flying a kite or getting ready to fly her kite, and that's Kyle over there in that little boat. They're having a great day at the lake or the beach today. And we are going to look for some objects in that picture that begin with the letter K and make the K sound. So let's start with Kira. Kira. Her name begins with the letter K and it makes the K. Kira. It makes the K sound. So let's color Kira's hair black. Find some kind of a black crayon. If you can't find a black crayon, that's okay. You could use your pencil if you needed to, and it could be a dark grayish color. That's okay. Although she's young, she's not going to have gray hair. So go ahead and color Kira's hair black. Kira, her name, begins with the letter K, and it makes the K sound. K, Kira, K, Kira, K. You try it. You say K, Kira, K. Go ahead. Good job. K, Kira, K. I have a Kira in my class this year. Maybe you know someone named Kira, or you have someone in your family named Kira, or maybe you're named Kira. Well, Kira begins with the letter K, and it says, what sound does it say? Very good. All right, I am almost finished coloring Kira's hair. I have colored neatly, so I will give you a few more seconds to color her hair. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There you go. Now let's color Kira's shirt. Let's color her shirt purple. Find some kind of a purple crayon, and let's color Kira's shirt purple. Purple. Go ahead and begin. Let's color her shirt purple. So Kira begins with the letter K, and there are other words that begin with the letter K too that we're going to be looking at, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. My first name begins with the letter K. I'm Mrs. Oldham, but my first name, the name that my friends and my husband and my family calls me, begins with a letter K. So I'll tell you the secret, and then don't tell anyone, okay? So my first name, my real name, is Kristen. Shh. And Kristen begins with the letter K also. I spell my name K-R-I-S-T-I-N, begins with the letter K. It's true. Okay, I've almost finished. Don't tell anyone. I've finished coloring Kira's t-shirt. So I think you're close to finishing her t-shirt as well. So I'll give you 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Please put your purple crayon down. Let's look at our picture. Should we color the ball? The ball? Ball? Does that begin with the letter K? Ball. No, we're not going to color the ball. What about the kite? Kite. Yes, we're going to color the kite. All right, it has 4 sections. That kite has 4 sections. Let's color 2 of the sections green and 2 of the sections blue. You decide what section you color what. But two should be green, two should be blue, because it has four sections, four triangles, okay? So you go ahead, make two of them green, make two of them blue. You get to decide which ones. So we're coloring the kite, because kite begins with the K. Kite begins with K. K, kite, K. K, kite, K. You try it. Yes, K, kite, K. Kira has a kite. Kira has a kite. Okay, so here's another little thing about me. I told you my secret. I told you what my real name is. But here's something that's not a secret. I have a twin sister. It's true. And her name begins with K also. Her name is Carrie. And Carrie begins with the letter K and it says K. It's true. So my name is Kristen. Shh. And her name is Carrie. And we both have the letter K, and both of our names at the beginning say K, just like Kira's name, and just like kite. Kira, Kristen, Carrie, kite. All of these words begin with the letter K. Oh, I love my green and blue kite. I did a really good job. I hope yours looks as good as mine. I love my green and blue kite. I'm almost finished coloring it. I think you're almost finished too. So let's take, I'll give you 10 more seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, can you find your yellow crayon? Let's color the ribbons on the kite, the little bows on the kite. There are four of them. Let's color the bows yellow. The bows on the kite, yellow. Ready, go. All right. Kira has a kite. Kira has a kite. Kira and kite start with K, and K says K, and K says K. Kira has a kite, Kira has a kite, Kira and kite start with the letter K, and they both say K, they both say K. It's true. All right, my bows are finished. Are your bows finished? Let's put our crayons down in 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, looking for some more objects in our picture that start with the letter K. Can we color the sand? Sand. Sand. Does that start? No, we can't color the sand. How about that key? Key. Yes, the key that is stuck in the sand. Someone's going to be sad when they get locked out of their car or their house. We can color the key because it starts with the letter K. Find your brown crayon, some kind of a brown crayon, and let's color the key brown. Key begins with the letter K, just like Kira and Kite and Carrie and Kristen. Key begins with the letter K. Key, K, K. Key, K, K. There we go. Now the key is small. You should almost be finished coloring the key because it's small. And it begins with the letter K. So let's put our brown crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you, boys and girls. All right. Should we color the water? Water. Does that begin with the letter K? No, we're not going to color the water. Well, what about the boat that he's in? We have boat. No, not the boat. But guess what? That's a special kind of boat, and it's called a kayak. Kayak. Yes, that begins with the letter K. Have you ever been in a kayak? Me neither. Oh, you have? I haven't. Let's find our orange crayon, some kind of an orange crayon, and let's color the kayak, the boat, orange. It's a kayak. Yeah, I've never been in one. I've seen them, but I've never been in one. But kayak begins with the letter K, and it says K at the beginning, kayak. So that's Kyle in the kayak, and Kyle begins with the letter K also. So Kyle has a kayak, and Kira has a kite, and there's a key in the sand. That's a lot of K sounds. Not to mention Kristen and Carrie also. K says K like kayak, and Kyle, and Kira, and Key. So my kayak, I'm finished with my kayak. It is now orange. So when you're finished with your kayak, you may put your orange crayon down. Take 6 more seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's pick up our pencils. We're going to do a little bit of writing at the bottom of our paper. Let's start on number 1. Boys and girls, we're going to go across number 1. We're not going to go down. We're going to go all the way across the page sideways. So on number 1, if you look at it, there are 3 capital K's in a row. We are going to trace those together. Ready? We're on number 1. Let's trace the first capital, or we can say uppercase K. Ready? Go. K, 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 K. Scoot over. Trace the second one. Capital K, K, capital K, K. Scoot over. Trace the third one. Capital K, K, capital K, K. Scoot over. There's nothing there. It's a blank line. That's because I want you to write your own uppercase K. So go ahead. Write your own capital K. Write neatly. K says K. Scoot over. Write your next capital K. Capital K says K. And one more time, if you scoot over, we're on the last one. Write your own capital K. K, K. Okay, number 2. If you look at number 2, there are 3 lowercase k's in a row. We're going to trace those together. Ready? Let's trace the first one. Lowercase k, k. Move over. Trace the second one. K, k. Scoot over. Trace the third one. K, k. Move over. Oh no, there's nothing there. What should I do? It's a blank line. Good job. Yes, we're going to write our own lowercase k. Make it a lowercase k. Do your best. Okay, I wrote my first one. Move over. There's a second one you need to write. Write your second one. Lowercase k. And then last one on the line. We're writing it a third time. Write your third lowercase k. K says k. All right, number 3. There's a long line of letters going across. Long, dark, black line of letters. I want you to look for the capital K's, the capital K's, and I want you to circle the ones you find. We're not circling the ones we traced or the ones we wrote by ourselves. That's not number 3. We're on number 3, the dark black letters. Find all the capital K's that you can. How many capital K's did you find? Count them. Me too. I found 3 also. Okay. Now let's look for the lowercase K's. Circle the lowercase K's. On number 3, not the ones we traced or the ones we wrote. Stay on number 3 with the dark black letters. Okay. How many lowercase K's did you find? I did too. Yes, there are 3 lowercase k's and 3 capital K's. Good job. Okay, we're on number 4, the last part. There are some pictures. Some of them begin with the letter K and make the K sound. I am going to tell you the name of the picture, and you circle it if it begins with the letter K and says K. Ready? Number four. The first picture is an apple. Apple. Does that begin with the letter K? No, leave it alone. Scoot over. Kangaroo. Kangaroo. Yes, that does. Circle it. Move over. That's a karate guy. He's doing karate. Karate. Yes, that does have the letter K at the beginning. Circle it. Then move over. I see a tiger. Tiger. Does that begin with the letter K? No. Leave it alone. Move over. King. King. Yes, that begins with the letter K. Circle it. And the last picture is watermelon. Watermelon. No, leave it alone. Okay, our three pictures are kangaroo, karate, and king. Boys and girls, we did the whole activity. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time.